Endowed with that report on George VI. Now, researchers in the United States have found that leafcutter ants change their role within their colony as they age and their jaws wear out. The scientists from the University of Oregon found that older ants, in effect, retire, leaving the heavy work to their younger colleagues. Nigel Franks is a professor of animal behaviour and ecology at the University of Bristol. He runs its ant lab. What do leafcutter ants do?
They have to cut an enormous amount of vegetation, which they use as compost to grow fungi, and they eat the fungi. So they've got this massive task of collecting a lot of leaf material.
They cut it, they drag it back to their nest. That's probably not the right word, is it?
They do cut it, and then they carry it very expertly back to their nest. And what this very beautiful study showed is that in order to cut through leaves, which are incredibly tough material, you need to have extremely sharp mandibles. But the mandibles of these ants wear down. They're becoming very, very blunt. And what's really lovely is that these ants, instead of just giving up and retiring, as your introduction put it, they actually go on to other gainful employment. They swap from cutting the leaves because they become very, very bad at it, and they take up the role of carrying the leaves back to the nest. So it's a lovely example of a division of labour where you do something that you're very, very good at, and when you can no longer do that, you go on to do something else that's useful for the society.
Give me an idea of the timescale we're talking about. We talk about old ants, but to be honest with you, I don't know if that means, does that mean days, months, years? How long does this go on
for? In the tropics, I guess, where they could be cutting leaves 24/7, I guess their mandibles would become blunt really quite quickly in a matter of a week at most.
And then this just automatically happens, does it? That they move into this other role?
Well, that's the really interesting thing as to whether they're displaced by ants that can do a better job of cutting the leaves or whether they actively decide for themselves to go on to do something else. And I rather suspect that they measure their own efficiency and their own performance and they declare their own retirement date and go on to do something else.
Lucky them. They are, basically, this is another sign, isn't it? That ants are social creatures.
They're massively social. A leafcutter colony could have hundreds of thousands of workers in it, but it's essentially only one huge society. There's a single mother to all of these female worker ants that are doing all of this fantastic performance.
A single mother? They're all from one ant?
Yep. She's mated multiple times, so there's a bit of genetic diversity within the family, but it's a single family unit, and they're working for the common good. There's a lot we can learn from them. They're marvellous creatures.
Indeed they are. Professor Nigel Franks there of Bristol University's Ant Lab. Now, lots of you have been putting your comments on NewsHour's Facebook page about that. There's comments from Sepp Blatter, head of FIFA, saying he expects the 2022 World Cup to be played in the winter months in Qatar. Jay Sizzle has posted this. Yes, this will mess things up real bad, not only for European nations, because we were talking about that earlier, but he points out also for the whole of Africa, as the African Cup of Nations will also take place in the winter of 2022. Amanda says perhaps if global warming continues, it will be like summer in the north when it should be winter and vice versa in the south. We'll have to wait and see, won't we? Do keep adding your comments to our Facebook page. But that's it from NewsHour for now. From me, Claire Balderson, and the rest of the team, goodbye.